I'm Grace Akinyi Okello, a member of the Link Empowerment Initiative Gedurai. Today is Menstrual Hygiene Day. We had an activity where we were sensitizing women on the importance of having hygiene during menstruation. We talked to them about menstruation and hygiene management, where we discussed on how they can take care of themselves when it comes to their menstrual cycle and whenever they're menstruating, how they can use their pads. And we talked about the myths and misconceptions that people have about menstruations, because different communities, different religions have different views when it comes to menstruation. So we were basically mostly talking about that today. The other thing I can talk about is family planning and contraceptives. Family planning is mostly spacing of children and having the desired amount of children that someone wants to have. Here at the youth at the Gedurai Youth Empowerment Center, we do have youth-friendly services that we offer. Family planning services, we get to tell people that they should know their partners and get to know their choices when it comes to family planning. The different types of contraceptives that we give at the coil, we give the pills, the injections, and then we have the implants. For the implants, we have Jadel and we have the Implanon. Jadel is for 5 years, the Implanon is for 3 years, and then we have the injection, which is for 3 months. We have the pills, that is a daily pill, and then we have the coil. There's a coil that is hormonal, but we haven't yet started using the hormonal one. We give the one that is for 12 years. The 12 years is the one that is non-hormonal. And then the one that we normally use the most is condoms, because we say that condom is the best form of family planning, because it not only helps to avoid unwanted pregnancies, but it also helps to protect someone from HIV infections and also STIs, and generally when it comes to STIs. So we mostly advocate for condom demonstration, distribution and promotion in the community, and we are grateful for the impact that it has had, because at the Gedurai Youth Empowerment Center, we do have a condom dispenser where youths come to get the condoms, and it's making an impact, because the youths have come to realize that it's good to use condom, because it's important to have safe sex. DSW, the support we get from DSW brings trainings to the Gedurai Youth Empowerment Center. It trains us on the sexual and reproductive health. We are PA educators because of that. So we have those trainings. Then we've had trainings on resource mobilizations. They do help us when it comes to writing proposals and concepts. So they give us that the skills through those trainings. Then we have trainings on leadership and management about our clubs. And then we have mostly the most important part that they do play here at the Gedurai Youth Empowerment Center is they support us with youth-friendly services every month. We have the youth-friendly services every second Tuesday of every month. We offer family planning services, breast and cervical cancer screening. We offer HIV testing and STI. There's STI screening and treatment. We do offer those services every second Tuesday of every month. Then we have outreaches that sometimes we have in the community, especially during the International Youth Week. We do get support from DSW, because during that time they do also help us when it comes to outreaches. During outreaches, we still do the youth-friendly services that is always supported by DSW. So DSW supports us in also economic empowerement. Personally, I was taken to Brilliant College for vocational training, where for 9 months, I underwent a course on cosmetology. So it empowers us economically, and then there are the youth-friendly services, and then there are outreaches that we have, and then also on the training part. Yeah.
And youth-friendly services, what are those?
Youth-friendly services are services, mostly a lot of youths tend to shy away from going to government hospitals, because there they... The people they get to meet are people that are in the age bracket of their parents, you find like a young person doesn't want to go to a hospital to get tested for STI, and the person that is going to test them is someone that is gonna judge them, is gonna see that you're immoral, you're doing 1, 2, 3, because young people as young as 9 years are already sexually active. This is something that the community hasn't yet accepted, but it's something that's going on. So a young person that is sexually active and doesn't want to get pregnant may want to start using family planning, but is afraid to go seek those services at government hospitals because they fear being judged and things like that. So here at Gedora Youth Empowerment Center, we offer those services. We don't judge them. They get to see that because we do not provide those services. We have health providers that come, but the people that they get to meet at first, before they enter even to see that doctor, is us, the young people. So when that young person comes and sees this is a young person that won't judge me and will be able to like understand my situation, that I am sexually active and I need these things, that's why we decided to have the youth friendly services, because a lot of young people don't go to government hospitals and sometimes they cannot be able to afford to go to a private clinic. So here we offer those services for free, and they come because the first person they will experience is a young person that will be able to accept them. Then when it comes to going to the service providers, when they go inside and they are judged or the service provider talks badly to them, when we get those information, we give that information to DSW, and DSW works more with the youth, especially under 24. So anybody, any health provider that comes here, we tell them that they should be youth friendly, they should be welcoming, they should not judge them. These young people need these services. It will help to reduce the new HIV infections. It will also help in reducing stories when it comes to abortions, reducing unwanted pregnancies, school dropouts. They need these things, but when they go to government hospitals, they fear that stigma that they will be judged. So that is mostly why we started having the youth-friendly services, because a lot of youths come here to seek these services. They see that this is a young person who is able to understand my situation. Yeah. FGM for me is female genital mutilation, where a female is circumcised. I first learned about FGM through the television, but mostly the information I got about FGM was when we were trained on sexual and reproductive health. There is a part where they talked about gender-based violence, and that is part of it. A right to a woman deciding, and most of the communities, a lot of these young girls don't get to decide, they are decided for. That comes to affect them later. I had an experience with a neighbor who normally had difficulty while giving birth because of what she underwent. But I haven't really gotten to know about FGM in that much of the context, because here in Nairobi it's a bit hard. Like for her, she came from like Meru. That's where, but it's because we lived in the same place. But for me, I feel like it's something that should be abolished, because it doesn't have side effects at that time, but it does have some of its effects comes later, especially to that young person. And it's wrong, because that young person wasn't given a choice to decide. This is something that is forced on someone, which is not right, because everybody has a right to decide what is good for them and what is not. And it's a practice that comes to affect them later on, and it wasn't their choice. It's a choice that was made by his or her parents. Yeah.